It's my privilege to introduce our speaker this morning, hopefully very briefly. For those of you who haven't had a kid in Discovery and don't know what this is about, it is an amazing thing that starts at about, well, it starts months ago. But for these kids sitting here, it started about 7 o'clock on Friday. And one of the first things that they were experienced was they were divided up into some amazing groups, some D groups. The D groups stand for disciple groups. And in these groups, there are kids, the middle schoolers, and then there are some amazing youth leaders. And there's an adult leader or two that kind of sit and get to hang on for the ride. There's some amazing people that work behind the scenes as well. All my behind the scenes guys, how about standing up and getting around? Come on, stand up. It was my privilege to be one of the sort of head knockers for them, but they don't need it very much. They're really good guys. So there are groups, and you'll hear about these groups, named for creatures of the sea. There's barracudas and clownfish and dolphins. There's jellyfish, manatees, sailfish and seahorses. There's sharks, stingrays, wahoos, and whales. 11 groups with all of these kids right here. And as I said, there's some amazing D group leaders. These are young men and women who have taken their journey and made it their business and their mission to provide the journey to others under them. And one of those leaders is the pride of the sailfish, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Nick Strait.
Hey, y'all, how's it going? All right, I'm Nick Strait, as he said, and I got you one thing you got to do real quick. So everyone stand up. All right, now on the count of three, we're all going to yell praise God, all right? One, two, three.
Praise God!
Thank you. You can all be seated. That was beautiful, like music to my ears. In the summer of fifth grade, I went to a Methodist church camp called Camp High Road. We had an awesome week together, zip lining, doing ropes courses, hiking through muddy creeks, swimming, and my favorite, making crosses out of popsicle sticks. We got together for our last worship service, and our pastor came out and talked to us. He told us just how beautiful it was that we were all singing the same words to the same songs. We were unified in the name of Jesus. He really prompted me to focus more about the songs we were singing. Usually, I wasn't focusing, and instead I was just singing and going through the motions, while meanwhile I'd be looking out for that girl I'd been talking to all week. After he talked, the pastor got down and he moved on to the next thing. We sang the song that we'd been singing all week, How Great Is Our God. This time, I actually sat there and I thought about the song. I thought about the words we were singing, just how powerful they were. Being together and singing together the same words in the name of God, I felt really moved. When all of us are singing, our voices tend to blend together into one voice, making us unified instead of a bunch of individual voices. And trust me, it wouldn't sound that great if we were all singing different songs with different voices. The same thing happens in the passage. Oh, I gotta read my passage. It says, then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels, voice being one and many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000s times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were singing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and the Lamb, to be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen. So many of the angels sing the same song, and it also says that with many that they sing with all that they had in them. They sang in the name of God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and it was powerful. Singing together brought them into true community that pleased God. At church this weekend, you've done generally the same thing. You've read the scripture together, you've lived together, you've sang together, and now you've stood together to praise God. You've all been unified for one purpose, praising God. The community that you have formed pleases God. God wants us to sing with one voice. When we are unified, it opens our eyes and ears to doing God's work. That means paying attention to one another, listening to each other, helping each other, and compensating for each other's weakness. It feels good when someone's looking out for you. A good example of this is last fall, my friend Thomas and I didn't have a hot ride home from wrestling practice. We were sweaty and sticky and sore and tired and getting a little cold, and then all of a sudden, it started to pour. We sludged our way down the sidewalk, trying to navigate our way home. We were freezing, soaked to the bone, and dripping. One of our teammates saw us on his ride home. He was paying attention and saw that we needed help. He turned around and picked us up and took us back to home to where we lived. He took us both up in his car, despite being sopping wet, and did what he could to help us out. I want to point out to you, there's a difference between presence and attendance. When you're attending, you're only there. You're not really thinking. You just have your body there. However, when you're present, you're there and you're thinking about what you're doing, and you're paying attention to what's going on. As we do things over and over, eventually they lose meaning. Kind of like at church, you might not really put that much thought into the meaning of the Lord's Prayer. You might just recite it and have your mind elsewhere. We need to be present to be unified in our purpose. The angels in the scripture were not just there. They were present. They were paying attention. I ask that as the service goes on, sing the songs together as one community. Be present. Really think about what you're singing and find our purpose to praise God by living in community.
Thank you so much, Nick. That was an amazing talk. All right, guys, while you're doing this, I'm going to invite Reverend Carl up, and we're going to join together in the prayers of the people, sir.
Thank you. Nick, come see me when you want to talk about Duke Divinity School. We'll... Nicely done. For our prayers of the people today, I'm going to offer intentional prayer. I'm going to name something and invite you in the silence just to pray about what I've named. And after a brief season of silence, I will say, Lord, in your mercy... And we'll respond with one voice, hear our prayer. Let us pray. God, we know that you are always there to listen. You are always ready to hear us pray. You wait for us to turn to you. So we turn to you now in the confidence that you will hear us as we pray. Hear us as we pray together for the people of First United Methodist Church of Cary and for its mission and its ministry. Lord, in your mercy, hear us as we pray for places of joy and blessing and those whom we know this day who bask in the light of blessing. Lord, in your mercy, hear us as we pray for those we know who are in trouble or who suffer. Lord, in your mercy, hear us as we pray for the needs of our local community here in Cary and Apex and Morrisville and Holly Springs. Lord, in your mercy, hear us as we pray for the world, for its peoples, for its leaders. Lord, in your mercy. And hear us as we pray for the church around the world, the church of every time and every place, for its people, its leaders, and its mission. And especially today, we pray for your church in Bolivia. Lord, in your mercy, hear us now as we pray, O God, with one voice, the prayer which our Lord Jesus taught us to pray, as we say to you, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I want to invite you now to stand and join together as we say together what we believe, joining in the affirmation of faith. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Christ, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.